Hare Krishna. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome amongst us His Holiness Purushottaraya Swami Maharaj. So for the information of all of us, I'll quickly introduce Maharaj. Maharaj joined the Hare Krishna movement in 1976 and received two initiations from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. After that, he spent a short time working in the publishing department of BBT. After that, till 1977, he was distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and in 1977, he was amongst the top book distributors of Prabhupada's books in the whole world. In February 1978, after 10 years of book distribution almost, Maharaj first time got an opportunity to come to India and visit different holy places in India. He got responsibility for the project in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and he has been a pioneer in preaching in Brazil. In 1985, Maharaj accepted the renounced order, sannyas, and after that he was preaching for some time in Philippines, also in many other Asian countries, and he has walked the four corners of this country, India, and in the end Maharaj established his base in the holy land of Vrindavan. He took care of Srila Prabhupada's room in Sri Sri Radha Damodar temple also. And he's also lived for many years in the Vrindavan Gurukul. And he participated in the research and development of the translation of Sanskrit grammar established by Srila Jiva Goswami, Harinamamrita Vyakaran. During this time, he was also a faculty in VIHE, Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education. And when we celebrated Srila Prabhupada's centennial, at that time Maharaj felt an intense desire to go back to Brazil and preach there, and his desire manifested in the form of Vrindavan Gaur Party, and this is a party for which Maharaj is the coordinator and the spiritual leader also. He also wants this project to be a model sustainable community that can be multiplied throughout the world. So Maharaj is putting his energy in this community development. And we are very thankful, Maharaj, for coming here and giving us your association. Let us welcome Maharaj amongst our mates by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol!
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, जय गोपी जन वल्लभागी वरधारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राजा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमान हिजवान श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कूची वाष्णावृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय श्री जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय हरि नम संकीर्तन जय की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय द्वित गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरंग Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 13. Dhritarashtra quits home. Text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prachikriya Nayasyeha. Kutaschit kahichit prabho Saisha bhagavam hala Sarvesham na samagataha Prachikriya na yasyeha Kutaschit kahichit prabho Saisha bhagavam hala Sarvesham na samagataha Yana yasyeha Kutaschit kahichit prabho Saisha bhagavam kaha Sarvesham na samagataha ladies. Translation of the words, pratikriya, remedial measure, na, there is known, yasya, of which, iha, in this material world, kutaschit, by any means, kahichit, or by anyone, prabho, oh my lord, saha, that, isha, positively, bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, kala, eternal time, salvation of all, now of us, samagata, arrived. Translation. This frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My Lord, it is the Supreme Personality of God, as eternal time, Kala, that has approached us all. Let's repeat the verse. This frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My Lord, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as eternal time, Kala, that has approached us all. Now purport given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There is no superior power which can shake the cruel hands of death. There's one saying in Bengali that explains this. Srila Prabhupada quotes several times. Rakhi Krishna Maheki, Mare Krishna Rakhi. If Krishna protects a devote, no one can kill him. But if Krishna wants to kill a person, no one can protect him. Like this. And then Prabhupada says, there is no superior power which can shake the cruel hands of death. But there's another verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. It's very interesting. It says, he's praying to Nrisimhadev. I separate here. Balasya neha saranam pitarau nrisimha nartasya chagadam udam vati majato nau.
Taptasya tat prati vidir ya ihanjan sheshtas tavad vibhotanubritam tvadupekshitanam. Prahlada Maharaj says, my Lord Nrisimhadev, O Supreme, because of bodily conception of life, embodied souls, neglected and not cared for by you, cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect the drowning man. Like this. Only Krishna can protect us. We don't have any guarantee in this material world. Now this pandemic, we could say that we are completely vulnerable like this. We depend on Krishna. Anyway, going ahead. No one wants to die. However acute the source of bodily suffering may be. No one wants to die. This is because the concept of bodily conception of life. People become so attached to the body. As Prabhupada says, however acute source of a bodily suffering may be, and also attachment to the material things, to the material relations, like this. And then people, it's difficult, they don't accept it to die. There's one, it's a famous verse that Yamaraj, he's talking to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he asks Yudhishthira Maharaj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? And then Yudhishthira Maharaj said that verse, Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gachantiha Yamalayam Sesha Stavaram Ichanti Kingascharyam Ataparam. Every day, thousands of people are going to the abode of Yamaraj. But people who are here, he thinks that, oh, I will be here permanently, like this. They don't care. And then Yudhishthira says that this is the more wonderful thing in this world. People are bewildered, completely illusion, thinking that he will live forever, like this. Even in the days of so-called scientific advancement of knowledge, there is no remedial measures either for old age or for death. Old age is the note of the arrival of death, severed by the cruel time, and no one can refuse to accept either someone calls or the supreme judgment of eternal time. All the ages denote of the arrival of death. In my case, yesterday was my birthday on solar calendar. The lunar calendar was in Dwadasi after Brahmashtami, like that. And then now I'm 7'7", like this. Becomes more and more close to the final breath. We have to be prepared, you know. Actually, I take this situation like this. I don't consider myself in old age. No. The body is becoming old, but the consciousness is another thing. And then I take this opportunity to preach to the people. And then I say that you have to be prepared. Because otherwise you'll have problems. And you can have many problems. And people in general, they are not prepared for living. They cannot understand that everything in this material world is cyclic. And then we have to understand this philosophically, as in the Shastra says, Jnana Chakshus, with the eyes of knowledge. You have to understand this. But people will become so much attached to the body, to the things, to the properties and the family relationship like this. It's difficult for them. Go ahead. This is explained before Dhritarashtra because he might ask Vidura to find out some remedial measures for the imminent fearful situation, as he had ordered many times before. Dhritarashtra, he got the opportunity to have very good instructions for his own brother, Vidura, Mahatma Vidura. Because we need these instructions. Yeah. And then our Mahatma Vidura is Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada is instructing us how to face the situation, this more difficult situation in life, like this. And he showed with his own example how to live this body, how to live this world, like this. In Dhritarashtra, Vidura is his brother, saintly brother. He's giving the instructions to. Because Dhritarashtra was blind, either physically and spiritually, like this. But now he's got good instructions, and then he was successful, like this. And then we can see that in our movement, in Prabhupada mission, many Prabhupada disciples are already left this world. And nowadays we have these facilities of internet, and we know such a devotee left the body, and then there is description how he left. And then we can see that by the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, the devotees are leaving this world nicely. Very conscious, acceptant, and full of confidence. This is very important. We have to have confidence that Krishna says, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Nami Bhakta Pranashati. We are protected. We have this connection with the Krishna. We are protected. We can go ahead. with the confidence like this. Before ordering, however, Vidura informed Dhritarashtra that there was no remedial measures by anyone or from any source in this material world. And because there is no such thing in the material world, that is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is said by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. 10:34 Mrityu sarva harash chaham. I'm the mrityu, the death. It is all devouring. And also Krishna says, Kalos bin lokakshaya krit pravridha. Time I am, the greater destroyer of this world. As the verse says that, Saesha Bhagavan Kala. The Supreme Lord appears before us as the Kala, eternal time, like this. That cannot be checked by anyone or from any source within his material world. And then Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu wanted to be immortal and underwent a severe type of penance by which the whole universe trembled, and Brahma himself approached him to dissuade Hiranyakashipu from such a severe type of penance. Hiranyakashipu asked Brahma to award him the blessings of immortality, but Brahma said that he himself was subject to death, even in the topmost planet. So how could be award him the benediction of immortality? And this verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Abhrama bhuvanau lokam Punaravarti Norjuna, Mambupecha to Kanteya, Puna Jamana Vidyate. From the topmost planet in this universe, Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, to the lower side of this universe, everything is subject to death. And then Krishna says, Punaravarti Norjuna. And people has to rebirth again and again and again. But for the devotees, Puna Jamana Vinati, there is no birth in this material world again. Like this. This is the best information of Bhagavad Gita. Only Bhagavad Gita can give you this information like this. But we have to surrender to Krishna. That's the point. Otherwise, no chance. There is no chance. Even Jiva Goswami says in Sandarbhas, he says, even if you are Mayavadi, you want liberation, You have to accept that Krishna is transcendental. Ask him. Krishna, give him this kind of impersonal liberation. And Krishna gave. Shukadeva Goswami says, Mukti dadati kahichi smana bhakti yoga. Krishna can give mukti easily. But bhakti yoga, you have to have one very nice relationship with Krishna. It's not so cheap. You have to be Krishna conscious. Like this. So there is death even in the topmost planet in this universe. And what to speak of the other planets, which are far, far inferior in quality to Brahmaloka. We reside in planet of Brahma. Wherever there is the influence of eternal time, there is this set of tribulations, namely birth, disease, old age, and death. And all of them are invincible. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Jama, Mrityu, Vyadi, Jara, Vyadi, Dukha, Doshanu, Darshanam. As Srila Prabhupada explained, this is the strongest, the highest problems in this material world, in our life. We have to solve these problems. Yeah? How to face old age? People is not prepared for that. Here in India is better, but in Western countries, people they don't know how to prepare himself for old age and disease and. And what to say to death like this. And then Bhagavad Gita gives a lot of many instructions about the how to understand, how to face death. And then, for example, in 90th chapter, this Ashradhadana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapya Mam Nivartante Mrityu Sansara Vartmani. Persons who does not have faith, Ashradhadana, in this Dharma, in this transcendental knowledge, in these instructions given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita like this. And then, Mrityu Sansara Vartmani, they cannot attain Krishna. No chance. No. No possibility. But Mrityu Sansara Vartmani, they have to come again to this material world and to face the old age, disease, death, and jama, rebirth, like this. Mrityu Sansara. But for the devotees, generally the person is in this situation. As the Krishna himself, he says in the second chapter, Jatasya hidruvo mrityu dhruvam jama mritasya cha. For one who takes birth in this world, he is certain that he will die. And then he says, dhruvam jama mritasya cha. And then if you die, you take birth again, like this. This is for general persons. But for the devotees, we have another possibility. Another possibility. But we have to surrender to Krishna. You have to surrender to Krishna. As Krishna says, this wonderful verse, this wonderful verse in the 12 chapter. Te chama Hamsamudarta. This verse. Tesham aham samudarta mrityu samsara sagar. He said that Tesham, for those who are Krishna conscious, I am the savior. In this mrityu samsara sagar, sagar ocean, this ocean of mrityu samsara, the repetition of death, birth and death, I am his savior. And then Krishna says, Vabhamino tirat parta. Oh, parta. I can do this immediately. Krishna says, for me, there is no problem. I can save my devotees from this material world. Vabhamino tirat parta maya veshita chetasam. For those whose the mind is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then this is what the advantage of the devotees. As Krishna, but you have to follow the process of Krishna consciousness and to be prepared for the Antakali. Antakale chamameva smaram mukta kalevaram. Antakale, the final time, mukta kalevaram, when you leave the body. Like this. Mam smaram eva, only you should remember of me. You must be fully Krishna consciousness this that time. It's difficult because there is pain in the body, so much tribulation like this. But we have to train ourselves, yeah, for this situation, to remember Krishna. Yat prayat samad bhavam. And then if you leave this body in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, you achieve my mad bhava, my nature. Because the soul has the same nature as Krishna. It's like I say to you, you go to the beach and bring me a bottle of seawater. And then I take this water, one drop in my hand. I say, this water has the same nature as the whole ocean. But it's a big difference. And then we have the same nature as Krishna, Satchidananda. And then we came again to have this eternal nature. And then Krishna says, Yat prayat samad bhavam, yati nastyatra sanshayaha. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. Ascension is guaranteed, like this. And then we have good instructions. Krishna gave the instructions, Srila Prabhupada explains to us. And then he showed himself by his own example. There's another verse very, very nice in Bhagavad Gita about this topic. Second chapter, the last verse in second chapter. Let's see. Second chapter. It Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Nainam Prapya Vibhuryati Istituasyam Antakalepi Brahmanirvanam Rishati. That is the way of the spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. I read again. That is the way of the spiritual and godly life. Krishna consciousness. After attaining which, a man is not bewildered. We are free from illusion. This is real life. Krishna consciousness. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. This is the guarantee Krishna gave us. Like this. And then this chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura is teaching Dhritarashtra, and Krishna through Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. And also we got the instructions of Vidura is given to Dhritarashtra and take because it is for our benefit. Yeah? Okay. Any comments? Questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaji, Dandavat Pranam. Maharaji, thank you for a wonderful lecture. So, Maharaj, as you explained the shloka of Antakale Cha Mameva as well as a part of your discussion, and you said if at the time of death, if you're remembering Krishna, the only Krishna, then we'll attain the Subhav of Krishna. And you gave example of seawater as well, like the nature of Satchidanand. I want to understand, Maharaj, like in general we say that we are also, and when Krishna says in 15th chapter, Mamaya Vansho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, so we are the part and parcel of Krishna, and that's where we also learn that our nature is already Satchidanand. So I just want to understand, Maharaj, that our nature is already there, or we will attain at the time of death. Okay. So can you please clarify that?
No, the real nature, like Krishna is there, but the coverings, this is the problem. We are in this material world, this material realm, and then the spiritual soul cannot interact in this world because it's another energy. And then for we live in this material world, the soul needs coverings, the body, manas, and the physical body, like this. And then this covering becomes contaminated. Because the process of Krishna consciousness requires purification. We have to purify the coverings in order to the soul that is pure, Satchidananda, can be revealed externally. Otherwise, this energy, the source of consciousness, it is the spiritual soul, individual soul, to come to the external, he goes through the intelligence, the intellect, the mind, the senses. If these are contaminated, what comes outside is contaminated, like this. And then we have to purify. You have to purify. But it's there. That is in the spiritual soul is eternally pure, Satchidananda, like this. Okay. Then I'm happy here, opportunity to visit Shopat Temple, Sri Radha Gopinatha Temple. And then I came here several years ago. And even Radhanatha Maharaj was here that time, like this. But it's long ago. But this temple is a very one example for us, like this, because it shows us that the high level of devotional service, like this. And then it's a very good opportunity. I'm preaching my country, far away from here. But there is a lot of opportunities of preaching. There's no scarcity of preaching. And people like kirtan, like this. We have one, my project is one, not really farm community. We have cows, we have vegetable, we grow some vegetables like this, but it's not like a farm. Because we have one guest house, very good guest house, and one place for yoga, and then comes groups of yoga. And then they have his retreat, and then we participate in the temple, and hear from Bhagavad Gita and chant Hare Krishna, they sing Hare Krishna, and they like it very much. And then we are preaching for these people now. And some of them have become devotees like this. And then we have several projects in Brazil. We have one farm, Radha Gokulananda farm, New Gokula. And also there is a Radha Govinda in the north Brazil. New Vrajadam, like this. And then there's another project, it's called, Prabhupada gave the name, Vrajabhumi. And Prabhupada gave the name, Vrajabhumi. And devotees asked him, Prabhupada, is new Vrajabhumi? Prabhupada said, no, Vrajabhumi. And there also very nice preaching there. There is Krishna Balarama, the deities. And some temples in the city, not big as Juhu Temple, Chopat Temple in Mumbai, like this. Because the religion is prominent is Christianity, like this. And also, a lot of people in Maya. Maya, like this. Hankering for sense gratification. But they see the devotees with the good eyes, like this. They are not averse to devotees, like this. And we do Ratiatra, for example, in Rio de Janeiro, on the beach, like this, full of people in the beach, like that, and they like the devotees, like this. The Prabhupada mission is successful everywhere. Everywhere. It's not that easy to make devotees, like in for full-time devotees in the temple. But congregation, we have nice congregation like this. And also I preach in other countries because in Brazil is Portuguese language. And then I preach in Portugal, it's the same language. And the Spanish language is quite similar to Portuguese. And then also I preach in Spain and in some countries in South America, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, like this. Everywhere, Krishna consciousness, by the Krishna Shakti Vinanahi, Tara Parabhatana. If it's not the Krishna Shakti that Srila Prabhupada has this Krishna Shakti, this planet would be, there's no chance to get Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada spread this Krishna consciousness everywhere. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for coming here and giving us your association. And also mentioning that Srila Prabhupada is our Vidur, who is giving us instructions. Thank you very much. We would like to express our gratitude to Maharaj by loudly chanting 3 times.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.